Yeah, I mean, it's such an important game for just for our team. I think, you know, it's you're playing on Sunday night in prime time, and you know, that's special. But it's coming off a bye. It's a pivotal game. We're in that second quarter of the season, and you know, have two games left in this quarter. So they're all important. But you know, I think for the reasons that are obvious, it's a game against a really good team, a team that's hot, a team that their record and their statistics and all those are very misleading. It's a big time football team that knows how to win, and it's one we need to, you know, have a good week of practice and get ready for.
What were some of your goals over the bye week? Were there any particular things that you were hoping to study or work on, or to come back here for the
Yeah, not necessarily. Nothing too specific.
Can you talk a little bit, Peyton, about Drew and what he's been able to do? I know you've done some amazing things in this league, but just last year, Marino's record, this year, the Unitas record.
I mean, I think it's pretty well documented. I mean, he's been extremely consistent. You know, anytime you have some of these records that are, I mean, you know, season records are one thing. Many records that span over, what is it, 3 or 4 years, tells you what a consistent player he's been. And since he's gotten there, you know, obviously, you know, he and the, you know, that offense is certainly based around him, and they've just kind of flourished and gotten better and better every year. And he's certainly playing, you know, playing at a very high level, you know, this season, and especially these past 2 weeks.
You guys can't enjoy.
He's a 6-footer, which you're not supposed to be very good if you're 6-foot at quarterback. How do you think he?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of been, that's an old story. You know, he's been doing it for a long time, and you know, so that's. That's kind of old news, in my opinion. Really, kind of a non-factor.
Peyton, you guys obviously can't enjoy coming from playing behind the way that you guys are. How have you adjusted that, and what does it say about your team?
Well, I mean, it certainly says something good about our team that we can, you know, come back and we can score when we need to. But you know, we're still looking for that 60-minute game, not that 30 or 40-minute game. So it's something we are addressing. You know, we're studying it, and we're, you know, trying to. Hard to get off to a better start, and certainly this would be a great week to do it. This is not a team that you want to fall that far behind, because they have the potential to keep scoring and keep extending that lead. So we know what kind of challenge our defense is in for. We know our offense is in for a challenge against their defense, and it sure would be nice to try to put together that 60-minute game starting this week.
This is a game that appears to be a shootout. As a quarterback, you look forward to a game where you can open it up?
Yeah, I mean, that's what people can say. I mean, every game's going to take on a different identity, and so our defense knows the challenge they have against their offense. I know their defense is, you know, it is challenged. You know, people are talking about their defense, but all I see is what I see on tape. I see guys flying around, making plays. I see Jenkins running their receiver down at the 1 yard line, probably the biggest play of that game against Tampa. So, you know, I think both sides of the ball, you know, there's some good matchups, and that's why I think it'll be a good game.
Peyton, with the numbers you've been putting up, you haven't been asked about your arm lately. Coming off the bye, how's everything feeling for you, arm-wise, still rehabbing and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. You got it on all those.
Hey, Peyton, just another kind of shot at this question. As a kid who grew up in New Orleans, watched your dad play in New Orleans, have you ever been able to just stop caring about the Saints in any way?
Oh, you know, I mean, certainly when you get to the NFL, you know, when you get drafted by a team, I mean, that becomes your new favorite team. Everybody has a favorite team growing up, but I certainly think anybody that plays in the NFL, I would hope the team they play for is their, you know, favorite team at that time. So, you know, certainly have great friends in New Orleans, and family's still there, brother's still there. But, you know, I've been you know, with, you know, two different NFL teams now, so I'm a pretty loyal you know, I guess, fan to the team that I play for, I'd like to think.
Hey, Peyton, we just ran the story. Are you aware that you're not the only Peyton Manning in Denver?
I am aware of that. I saw that story, and I think we got him. Is it all right to say that we got him coming out? Patrick kind of made me aware, so we reached out to Peyton, and he's coming out to practice, so we get a chance to meet him. So we see where he spells it, P-E-Y, which is good. And I look forward to meeting him.
That's a big name to live up to in this city. Any words of advice that you'll give him?
I don't know. Like I said, I look forward to meeting him and getting to know him. And sounds like from reading about him, he's a great kid.
Peyton, you guys played your best half of football, arguably, against the Chargers, and then you had to take the bye week. Bye weeks are always welcome, but did it come at maybe time you wish you wouldn't?
Well, I hope we can be better coming off the bye week. I know we had some guys that were dinged up, and that can certainly help them, get back. And, there's different ways of looking at it. I mean, I've had bye weeks at all different times in the season. Sometimes you can't have it too early. Sometimes, it can be too late. So this is actually pretty fair. It's just about the middle of the season. And you should be better coming off the bye. Saints had a big win coming off their bye. And, so hopefully we have gotten better, whether it's from a rest standpoint, getting healthy, guys, being a little better just from another week of practice, whatever it may be. So that sure is the goal.
How much do you think Joe Vitt coming back will change their defense and affect their team this week?
Yeah, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I'm sure their players could tell you, their defensive players, could tell you, what kind of impact, he'll have. So it's really hard for me to say. I know he's a great football coach.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Just getting back to the slow starts, when you guys break down and try to figure out what you need to do.
It's nothing that really, jumps out. I mean, certainly, some of the we've had some chances, we've turned the ball over, at times in scoring position that you kind of say, boy, if that didn't happen, we could have gotten some points there and gotten off to a faster start. So you have to be careful of overanalyzing it and changing all of a sudden what you're doing, because I think we are close. I think we have a chance we've had some chances to put up some points there early, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's 7-7. It's maybe 14-7 for us. Changes the way our defense can play. And so it's just about being a little sharper, being a little better on the execution, protecting the ball better. Lots of those little things, that if we can do those better, we think that can make a difference.